Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sech des Idyas, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Minatayra Kalim Shel Eitz, that don't have a base kibble, are called Pshute Klei Eitz. In other words, it doesn't have anything that you can put things inside. They're not Mekabel Tum. So you have something that's flat. You can't put soup on a flat pan. I mean, you can. It's not going to stay there. Can't put little marbles on a flat pan. It's going to roll off. It's not Mekabel Tum. But the Chachamim were Mesakin that if it has a Tzura of a Keli, it's Mekabel Tum. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Haim, the two Tanoim we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, Rav Yeshua and Rav Paphias, Heidu testified. Ala Ruchas Shel Nachtoimim. They said Edus about boards. These are wooden boards. Nachtoimim are bakers. Maybe you remember that from Perik Elu Metzias. The Shoresh of the word Nachtoimim is Chaisim, like a seal. What do bakers have to do with a seal? Well, when you bake your own challah, it kind of has its own shape. Everyone has their own, like, twist. But the bakers, they keep producing the same challah. It keeps looking the same way, the same bread. So it's like with a seal, stamp, stamp, stamp. It's all the same. But Nachtoimim means baker. So Hema Idu, they testified, Al Ruche Shel Nachtoimim, about the wooden boards of professional bakers. These are the boards which the bakers would put the loaves of bread onto these boards before baking them. Shehein Tmeis, that they're roy to be makabel tuma midrabanan, even though technically they're pshute klayetz. And that's because they have a tsura of a keli. She Rabbi Eliezer mitaher, because Rabbi Eliezer paskin that these bakers' boards are tahar. In other words, they can't become tummy. But Tanura explains they don't even have a din of pshute klei eitz according to Rabbi Eliezer. They're just a board. It's not a keli at all. Vayter zakta Mishnah, we learned in Perik Beis Mishnah Hey that a tanir tamei, a tamedika oven that broke, and you didn't have even the height of four tvachim, that's considered broken, and it becomes tar from its tuma. If it was tamei from beforehand, it's no longer tamei, and it also doesn't receive any new tuma. Zakta Mishnah Vayter again, heim heidu, they, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Paphias testified, Al Taner on this earthenware oven, shechit chay chulyes, that was cut into straight pieces, horizontal pieces, like rings. Should never do this; it's very dangerous. But you ever saw some boys take cans and like cut it into strips, around and around? It's very dangerous. Chas v'shalom, you can cut yourself. But just to get an image of what the Mishnah is talking about, this is wood. And then they reassembled it by piling the pieces one on top of the other and putting sand in between each piece. And then they covered the outside of the oven with clay, and that's what kept its warmth. The din is shehu tamei, that this oven can become tamei because the outer layer of the clay connects the pieces of the oven, and that makes it a complete keli. Rabbi Eliezer mitayr, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that such an oven is tar. It can't become tummy. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, there's sand between the pieces. And the mela, it's not connected, even if the clay on the outside connects it. This was the famous machloikis where the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer didn't want to accept their psak, even though Rabbi Eliezer said, if I'm right, let the walls of the Beis Medrash show it. And the walls started to fall. Rabbi Shua said they should stop, so it stayed like halfway down. If I'm right, the river should start flowing in the other direction. A baskal should call out, and the Chachamim kept saying, all these things don't impress us. We don't pass Shilas that way. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. When Bezdin saw that there's a need to add an extra Adar, to make an Adar Sheni, they would gather together during the month of Adar, and they would say, Shanazumi Uberes, and the upcoming month is not Nisan, rather it's a second Adar. And they would let everyone know. Right now we know, at the beginning of the year, we know when the next Ibra Yara is going to be. Oh, it's going to be a long winter. We make all kinds of cheshbainis. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the Yezer Shemiz Bechor Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be much more exciting. We're not going to know till the last minute. Is Pesach in 4 months? Or is it in 8 months? Is Purim a week away? Or is it several weeks away? Because again, they would get together during the month of Adar, and then they would decide, this year is a Miyuberes. And then everyone would know that the upcoming Chodesh is not Nisan, rather it's Adar Sheni, and they would let everyone know. And it wasn't easy to let everyone know. Now, if it's already Chodesh Nisan, Minat Torah, they can no longer decide to add on an extra month. You can't say, let this month be Adar Sheni and the next month will be Nisan. So until when is it mutter midrabbanon to be ma'abir the shana? Zakt Mishnah heim he'idu. Again, these two Halakha Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Paphias, testified. Shema'abir nes hashana, it's mutter to add a month, bechol throughout Chodesh Adar, until the end of the month of Adar. Shehoyu Oimrim, because the Chachamim used to say, Ad HaPurim, only until Purim, can you decide that the next month is going to be a second Adar. In other words, once Purim comes, and you didn't decide that the next month is going to be Adar, too late. The reason for that? From Purim, they would start darshaning Barabim to teach people the halachis of Pesach. It was 30 days before the Yom Tov. And if the people already heard from the darshanim, Hilchas Pesach, they're going to say, Pesach is after 30 days. And suddenly Shluchi Bezin will come along and say, no, we added an extra Adar. Pesach is after 60 days. People are going to still be so mixed up that they're going to make Pesach during Adar Sheni, and by the real Pesach, they're going to eat chametz. So Rav Yeshua and Rav Paphias testified that we don't have to worry about this. We don't have to worry that they're not going to be makabel words of the Shluchi Bezin. Everyone knows Ibar Hashana depends on the Cheshbon of Bezin. And even if the Darshanim already started darshaning about Hilchas Pesach, people will understand, Bezin finished the Cheshbon, now they realize, no, stop. Pesach is not in 30 days, rather in 60 days. Now there's a halacha that Bezin cannot add an extra month unless the Nasi is amongst them, or he has to at least agree. Hei Me'idu, they testified, again Rav Yeshua and Rav Paphias, Shem Abrim es Hashana al Tanai, that it's mutter to add an extra month to the year on a condition, on the condition that when the Nasi hears, he's going to agree. If not, it won't be a Shana Mi'aberes. Umaisa B'Ram Gomil. There was a story B'Ram Gomil Hazakan, who was a Nasi during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Shahalach Litol Rishus, who came to discuss Tzarchei Tzibrim Mehegmon from a general or a Tsar, Bisuria. At that time, Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, was already under the rule of the Romans. And the Roman governor that was in charge of Eretz Yisrael lived in Syria, and certain things the Nasi had to discuss with him and get Rishus from him. V'Shalavai, and he wasn't coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Shah means he hesitated. He wasn't coming back as quickly as they thought he would come back. And meanwhile, Bezin had to make a decision. So they said, okay, meanwhile, we'll make a decision, and it'll be pending. As the Mishnah explains weiter, they're waiting for Rav Gamliel. Meanwhile, the Ibru, Bezin decided to add an extra month. The Ibru es Hashana, al Tanai, on the condition that L'cheshe Yirtze, Rav Gamliel, if Rav Gamliel will agree to this, if Itaka wants it, then it'll go into effect. Ukeshebar Rav Gamliel came. Ami says, Roitzani, yes, there should be an extra Adar. Venim says, Hashana Mi'aderes. So it came out that Enochanami, the year was extended. Okay, so chazring over the halachas we had in our mission over here. Perik Zion, Mishnah Zion. Again, we go from one Mitzoya in Taita to the other. First, we were told about the boards of bakers that they're Tame, even though they're flat because they resemble Caleb. Rabbi Eliezer held that they're Tahar. He also said about the tanir that was cut into these horizontal-like rings, and then they place sand between one and the other. They put clay on the outside to connect it. They held that it's tameh, that's called the complete keli. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's tahar. They testified, Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Paphias, that you have the whole month of Adar, even past Purim, to decide. There's going to be an extra Adar this year, because the Chachamim said only until Purim, being concerned that if after Purim they start teaching Hilchas Pesach, and then suddenly the Shluchim doesn't come and say, no, take it back. Pesach is not in 30 days. People will get confused. They're going to do Pesach in 30 days, and on the real Pesach, a month later, they'll eat chametz. But these two Tanoim were not concerned for that. They said people will understand if the Shluchei Bezin come that it was a mistake, or until now, Bezin didn't reach the Cheshbon. Furthermore, they testified, even though you need the Nasi and the Haskama of the Nasi, Bezin can decide to be Ma'aber the Shana, and they say, okay, we made our decision. If and when the Nasi is going to be able to give us the Haskam and say he wants it, it goes into effect. You can do that. You don't have to have the Nasi there b'shas Maisa, and that's taka what happened when Rav Gamliel had gone to Syria, and he wasn't there when Bezin made their decision. So the decision was pending until Rav Gamliel came back, and when Rav Gamliel said, Roitzani, the decision that Bezdin made earlier went into effect.